May 7th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. The gates of the New Jerusalem open with the key of holy love. Those who live in holy love already abide in the New Jerusalem. Allow me to describe to you this place of peace and liberty through love. The New Jerusalem is not a geographical site, but a state of being. It is a state of living in holy love, a state of constancy in truth. In this state of pure truth, there is no fear of hidden agendas. There is no duplicity of purpose towards self-interest. Love of God is acceptable and does not need to be defended. Each one considers the needs of his neighbor first before his own needs. The state of law in this heavenly existence is only holy love. Rightly so, all righteousness falls into place under holy love. When I return, all who have chosen to abide in me through holy love will share in the inheritance of the holy, holy love. Then all will be at peace. A note is given to read Psalm 16, the synopsis, a psalm of David to God, the supreme good. In some Bibles, this is Psalm 15. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I take refuge. I say to the Lord, Thou art my Lord, I have no good apart from thee. As for the saints in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their libations of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. Thou holdest my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure. For thou dost not give me up to Sheol, or let thy godly one see the pit. Thou dost show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures for evermore. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.